Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Marks back on the show. Gene is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's goes back with us now almost a decade. He's a columnist. Many of you have seen his writing all over the place. He's an author and a small business consultant. You've seen him on television many times. He and I keep crossing paths in different places, and one of the great experts out there on the world of small business and entrepreneurship. He's our good friend Gene Marks. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me on, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to speak with you and come on your show.
Good to have you back, and I'm looking at Outfoxing the Small Business Owner. That's one of his books. In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. That's one of my favorites. Also, the Small Business Book of Lists. That was the first one I think we ever talked about, Gene. So
yeah,
those
yeah,
are just some of the
yeah.
things,
Gene. Yeah, I've never put this through my Small Business Book of Lists. You know the Ben Stiller film on Night at the Museum?
Yeah.
Right, so in one scene of that, he's at home, and there's a bookshelf behind him, and my book is on that bookshelf.
I'm not surprised.
And I had no idea, and my kids are watching this years ago, and they're Dad, that's your book! Sure enough, it was.
At least your kids would recognize your book. I'm not sure my kids would. You know, probably.
And the fact they did recognize it was surprising.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Yeah.
So, okay, Gene, you're out there with your feet, with your ear to the ground, and I know we're going to talk about some research in the next segment. But I want to know what you think as you've been around, you've been keeping your finger on the pulse of the small business sector for a long time, as I have. What do you think is going on right now in the world of small business? What does Gene Marks think?
Well, first of all, I want to say about keeping my pulse. I mean, okay, so I run a 10-person company outside of Philadelphia, right? We provide technology services. We sell sales and marketing, database software. We have about 600 active clients, and they are all small and medium-sized businesses. So, I write paychecks every week, and I have people not pay me, and I have, problems with partners and vendors and software. Anyway, I run a business, right? So all I can talk about is just the experiences that I have running my business and the experiences with our clients. And, let's just be real realistic, Jim, about, where we are as small business in 2015. I mean, we are nowhere near in as bad a shape as we were back in 2009, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I talk to any of my business owners, there is not that sense of panic in anybody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not struggling. If they know what they're doing and they know how to buy something,
if they're still in business by now, they figured that out, haven't they?
Yeah, they figured it out. I mean, nobody is complaining as it is. Everybody is doing their thing. And frankly, most of my clients that I talk to, are profitable in 2015. And you'll ask anybody, and they're all knocking on wood. And the reason why they're all knocking on wood is because as profitable as companies have been and as grateful as many small businesses are, the businesses out there, we still can't control it, right? We still can't control it. Like, I look at my business, Jim, and for the next 2 or 3 months, I'm okay. I got projects in the pipeline as things coming, down the road, but after that 3 month period of time, it's like looking down that road in a desert, and the road just drops off, to the abyss, and you don't know what's on the other side.
Right.
For the
don't you think
the world, the road does keep continuing on, but you never really know. And when I speak to most business owners, it's the same situation. There's the uncertainty is still there, which, by the way, if you're going to run a business, there's always uncertainty. I mean, it's just that growth has been sluggish, and as we look forward into next year, there are still the same problems that are out there, the same challenges.
Well, Gene, let me ask you this question, Gene. Do you agree with me that there's something going on right now in the small business sector that I don't think I've ever seen before? That we don't have as many startups as before, but small businesses that have survived 2008 and 2009 have found a way to run their business profitably, or they wouldn't still be here. I don't think I've ever seen small businesses in as financially as solid condition as they are right now. Better balance sheets, better cash flow.
They are.
Don't you think so right now?
You know what it is, Jim? It's Darwinism at its fittest, right?
Yeah.
The survival of those businesses that made it through the recession and even a few years afterwards, now they're hoarding their cash, and they've learned a lot of lessons, and I think they're a lot smarter. And that's going to get us when we speak in the next segment, because I want to talk about success and optimism and risk aversion, because even as a lot of us have gotten smarter, we're also become a lot more risk averse, a lot more conservative.
Right.
You don't want to get burned like we did.
Well, and the thing is the economy isn't creating any impetus for us to take risks because there's nothing exciting going on out there. Hey, Gene, I need you to hold that thought. We come back. Gene's got some research from the Hartford he's going to share with us. That's going to be coming up right after the next break. Gene, you got a website quickly, please?
Sure. Actually, let me just point you to the research we're going to talk about. It's thehartford.com/success study. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
All right, so check that out. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.